Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav in Mesechet Sanhedrin. We're in the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Momonos, and we're one-third of the way down at the two dots. Dinei Momonot, Atzmeot, V'Taharot, were one of the differences between Dinei Nefasha or the Dinei Momonot. Says the Mishnah, when it comes to Dinei Momonot, you open from the Gadol, and when it comes to Dinei Nefashot, you begin Min Hatzad. So Omar Rav, Ana Havoi b'minyona deve Rabbi, I want you to know that I was present in the Beit Din of Rebbe. This is specifically referring to an event in which Rebbe was geyser in his Beis Din about the dinim of the Sikri Kon. So that if you had the Roman pressures, or economic pressures as well, they were able to take, it was basically the carpetbaggers, they were able to take fields from other people. So they made a takon over there about 12 months in the hands of a secret cone. If somebody buys it, if it's considered to be bought. In any event, what's important to us is that Rav says that he was there in that Beit Din, and he was the one, you begin with asking me my opinion. And this was certainly not talking about Dinei Nefashot. Here it says, you're supposed to begin Min Hagadol. How do you explain that? Asks the Gemara. Indeed, what do we do with the Mishnah? The Hanan Matchilin Min HaGadol. Doesn't it say that we would open Dafka from the Gadol in non-dinin nefashot issues? Or Maraba Bereda Rava V'Itema Rabbi Hillel Bereda Rabbi Valas Shaini Minyana Devei Rabbi De Kulu Minyanu Min Hatzad Havi Mitzalei. When it comes to Beit Rebbe, because of the tremendous gadlut of Beit Rebbe, and the fact that his opinion could be very overwhelming, and taking into consideration the tremendous level of anava that Rebbe had, they were metaken to always ask him last. So that way, although Rav, smachloket, whether Rav was indeed the Kotan, or Min Hatzad, there didn't mean they opened necessarily Min HaKatan, they were just open from somewhere in the middle, but that if there wasn't necessarily a Seder, they wouldn't open with the Gadol. That was the only thing that bothered them. So that was a unique case, and it's certainly not a chiev to be matchil min haGadol, other than in terms of the din of Kavod. And over here, because of those fears, they were semich on the anivus of Rebbe, and they were poseach min hatzad. Avoma Rabba Breda Rava, Vitema Rabbi Hillel Breda Ravalas, Mimot Moshe, the Adarabi, Lomatsino Torah Gidula b'makom echad. Fact is that there was something very unique about the Beit Din of Rebbe, because never did we find that all of the grandeur of the Nisiyut, the Malchut of Yisrael, and the Gadlut HaTorah of Yisrael should be incorporated in one individual. So this was unique. Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed extremely rich, a melech, and obviously the makor of Torah. And Rebbe was the same, a nasi, extremely rich, more rich than even some of the local kings, as the Gemara tells us. And, of course, he was the makor of Torah in Yisrael, in that everyone was kofof to the Beit Din of Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, v'lo, you're saying from the days of Moshe until Rebbe? I mean, what about Yehoshua ben Nun? No, there was Elazar. And Elazar was together with Yehoshua in Torah, and we're talking about b'makom echad, where it's completely in the hands of one person. Okay, what about Pinchas? No, Pinchas, there were already the Zekenim. I mean, he was makabel together. It says to the Zekenim, Otniel, Ivtzan was there. So those were other gedolim. That means it wasn't incorporated in one individual. Well, what about Shaul? Well, there was Shmuel. But Shmuel died. There was a period in which Shaul was alone. Vanach Navshe. Now, we're talking about Kule Shone. We're talking about from the time that he arrived on the historical scene in his Gidulah, that it should be in one place. Well, what about David? Well, there was Ira HaYairi. Ira HaYairi was considered to be greater than David, and he would sit, the Gemara says, he would sit on pillows, and David would sit on the ground in the Beit Din. We'll talk about why it doesn't mention Yaakov. V'anach nafshe, but didn't Ira HaYairi die before David? Yes, but we're talking, as we said before, kule shane kamen. We're talking about someone who his entire life, from the time that he arrived to his gedula, was b'makom echad. Well, what about Shlomo? No, Shlomo had Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera was his rabbi. But he killed Shimi ben Gera, Vakatli, but we've already said, Kulei Shanei Kamrina. And here he killed him, although obviously it was in the, towards the beginning of his malchut, but nonetheless, when Shlomo became Melech, he was not the embodiment of Torah Gedula. What about Chizkiah? Chizkiah had Shevna, as we said before, and the Shevna had 130,000 people that it was Darish to. Yeah, but Shevna was killed, right? By Sancheret, Vayiktil. We're talking about Kule Shanei Kamrina, as we said. What about Ezra? There was Nehemiah. So that's not a problem. Now, the question is, as Scott just raised the issue, what about the fact that we said before that Shevna was not at all from the Minyan, because it was Kesher Rishaim. Why are we asking? So Tosis brings it. There's some Svarim that don't have the Girsa of Chizkiyoh. First of all, because he wasn't really Melech HaKol Yisrael, because the Aseret HaShvatim had already gone into Galut. Furthermore, why would we have asked from Shevna? Because we said before that he's Eino Min HaMinyan, so he wouldn't have been Mafriya, the Gedula. But, says Tosis, the fact is that since you see that we didn't ask from Achitofel on David, it's clear that even though David had called him my master and so on, Alufim, Yudai, that we wouldn't have asked from him, apparently because of the fact that he was a Rasha. So that supports the Girsa that doesn't have Chizkiyoh in the discussion about Shevna. That's the only Yikus that we have to your question. Avi Ezra, Avidachem ben Chachulaya. Omer Avada Bar Afa, that's very interesting. I want to add to bring it up to date. I would say Afani Omer, Miyamot Rabbi Ad Ravashi, Lo Matzino Torah Gulam Okom Echad. Truth is that we have not found, from those days of Rebbe until these closing days of the Gemara, there has never been Torah Gedolah Makom Echad until Rav Ashi.
Was that wealth or power?
Power and wealth. Gedolah. Velo, what about Huna Bar Natan? Was there not Huna Bar Natan? Now, Huna Bar Natan was powerful. He was extremely powerful, rich, and he should have been at least viewed as someone who diluted the Mamakom Echad, because he was at the same time as Rav Ashi. So, well, that's true. But Mikav Havikayef Leila Rav Ashi. In the Sifrei HaGaonim, by the way, it's brought, in Rav Shri Ragon's list of the Rabbanu Savoroi, it's brought that he's really not included among the Amoroi, Huna Bar Natan. He's really one of the Rabbanu Savoroi, but he was part of Rav Ashi's door. And he was Mikav Havikayef Leila Rav Ashi. He considered himself to be second to Rav Ashi, and because of that, he's not considered to be in any way a dilution of Rav Ashi. Therefore, I say that we find the same thing today in Rav Ashi. This was the statement of Ravina
was considered
very secondary. Didei nefashot matchilin min hatzad. Omer Rav Acha bar Papa Amakro lo ta'aneh al Riv, it's spelled without the Yud, and we read that as lo ta'aneh al Rav. You should not be in a position of arguing with the one who is in the highest position of the Beit Din. Therefore, we don't ask him his opinion, because we don't want you to be in a position of worrying that maybe what I'm saying is considered to be a pilug on the Rav Beit Din. And so we begin Minakatan. Could be Tosfos Titus that maybe the din of Lo Ta'aneh al Rav is only said in terms of din of Nefashot D'Oraita. So there's two ways of understanding it. Why aren't we chayish for din Mamana? It also says Lo Ta'aneh al Rav. Why is it the same thing? So it's possible that it's the whole thing is really a gezeira. Obviously, you're supposed to express your opinion. It's ridiculous. What, you're not supposed to argue with the one about what are you doing in Sanhedrin? So it's a question of speaking politely. So derech sheila, haloli maritano, whatever, the way we often find in terms of kavod. So we made a gezeira. We're afraid that people won't express themselves in awe. So we're not chayish for when it comes to dini moment. Or may well be, says Tosfos, but it wasn't even said. Maybe the lo ta'aneh al rav is dafka in terms of nefashot mi'ikar hadin. So we don't even need to come onto the question of chashash. Rabba Bar of Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mihocha. To take a look in an actual event in Nevi'im, and you see, it says, Vayomer David la'anashav, chigru ish et charbo, vayachgru ish et charbo, and then it says, vayachgur gam David et charbo. So when they were coming to be done, Naval, And apparently, Tosis points out, apparently we do need to be done. What about the whole din? We discussed when we were learning this that Mered B'malchus doesn't require a din. And that's what David was saying when Avigail was upset. He said, how are you completing a din? When she showed him a question of Nidot, and he said, what, are you crazy? How am I supposed to be writing Nidot B'Laila? So she says, and din in Nefashot, you are allowed to be done B'Laila. No, it's not allowed to be done B'Laila. So he's tying it to her that he's a Mered B'malchut, and therefore he doesn't have those dinim. So Tosfos says, but from here, you see, we're bringing a riot to the din of Dinei Nefashot from David, and we're understanding that the put on your belt means to be chayger your weapons of learning. Which is referring to Torah. So how do you explain that if this now is supposed to be the paradigm and you're telling me it's not even a din? It doesn't make any sense. So the Torah says, first of all, obviously, you need to know the facts. Facts also require a din. You just go, somebody comes in and says he said X and therefore you're going to go kill him. I mean, don't you need to know Kabbalat Eidut and so on to know that he's a Mered B'malchut? Then the king can decide what to do. But furthermore, Tosfos says a very interesting thing, which is that when it's referring to lo boy lemidaine, it does not mean across the board. Of course you need to be met. How can you reach a conclusion about something that involves someone else's life or money without judgment? It's an absurd thought. Of course you need to judge him. He says the dinim of does not require din means doesn't have the limiting elements on din that we list in the Mishnah, such as you require lina, you ain't doni bo bayom, etc., etc. Those things we're not makbid on when it comes to a melech, because the merida needs to be dealt with instantly and effectively.
So don't worry about
could also be. But certainly the din requires the din.
Whether it happened, whether it didn't.
Not only whether it happened, but even the din, whether such a thing should be called Merida B'malchus, Issei Gadoni Yoav Merida B'malchus, and so on and so forth. But none of the elements that are normally disowned. Laila, he was answering to that, so to say, maybe all he was telling her, Lo Ba'ilam Edidainei, we don't need to be done him with the limitations of din. And therefore I can be done by Laila. Okay, anyway, to continue. It's an interesting makar in Chargor Charbacha, which was in Tehillim. Memhei is actually a description of Talmidei Chachomim. Amar Rav, Shoneh Adam LeTalmidei, Dan Imo, even B'dinei Nefashot. So you now can take your student who is missing some learning, teach him the sugya, and then use him as a judge in the Beit Din. Ask the Gemara, how can you do that? Meitvei. Hataharot v'atmeot. It sounds like cloning, no? I mean, how can you... Hataharot v'atmeot ha'avubno harav talmido monim lem shnai. So if you're dealing with something that doesn't require a Beit Din, something that an individual is able to give a psak. Now, there's been a whole machlokas at a psak, what's the din? But he finally gets the Beit Din, so we should have a achra of the Beit Din. But it's not a din that requires a Beit Din in the first place. So over there, there's no psul of krovim, there's no psul of a rav and his talmud. It's two people or two people. What's the difference of father and son? But where it comes something that requires din, dinei nefashot, dinei mamonot, or dinei nefashot, or dinei makot, or even Kiddush HaChodesh, which I mean, Kiddush HaChodesh should be similar to Tmeot Tam. No, Kiddush HaChodesh, since we learned before from the Pasuk, that it requires a Beit Din. Even Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's really the main point over here in terms of a Kiddush, otherwise there's no Kiddush here. And Ibur Shana, over there, Av, Ubno, Rav, Talmido, Ein, Monim, Lehem, Ela, Echad. All of it is obvious, as Tosis, because we know that Krovim are Psulim Ladin. So the Kiddush is in terms of Ibur HaShana and Kiddush HaChodesh. But in any event, you just said, that a person could be Shoneh LeTalmido, and he's counted as a separate vote, and over here it says that it's only considered to be one vote because it's obviously just going to reflect what he was just taught. You take somebody aside, you tell them, okay, well, here's the laws about this case. Oh, great. His only source of information is you. What do you mean it was the laws of this case? So how could he represent a second opinion? Kikama Rav, when Rav was saying that you can count the Talmid as a second opinion, he was referring to, for instance, Gagon Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, who were his Talmidim. But they didn't require any hadracha from Rav in terms of how to think. They had already been completely trained. What they needed was information. Information is amoral. And therefore, it's amoral. It doesn't include it in any applicant. It's just information. The application of the information was going to be achieved entirely utilizing their own mind, their own logic, and their own approach. So what Rav was saying is, giving them the facts has nothing to do with prejudicing the results. That's all he's saying. Obviously, if you're going to start telling them how to think about it, then it doesn't count as a separate opinion. So there, the Ligmare de Rav Avitzricha, they did need all of the knowledge of Rav, that he had been Mekabel, the various Breitot, precedents, and so on, that they needed. So Avitzricha. But Lisvare de Rav, his understanding, Lo Avitzricha, they didn't need him. Om Rabbi Abo, Asara dvarim yesh bein dinei mamonot l'dinei nefashot v'kulan ein nohagin b'shar haniskal. There are 10 things that distinguish dinei mamonot from dinei nefashot. However, they do not all apply except for one. None of them, actually, except for one. Chutz me'esri v'shlosha. Namely, you need a beit din of esri v'shlosha. That we learn out. K'mitat abalim, kach mitat ashor. But all of the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, let's take a look and see how we get 10 in the Mishnah here, because there's going to be a bit of a discussion about it in a moment. Let's just take a look at our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beit. Put your heart into it. Ma bein dinei mamonot o dinei nefashot. So let's start counting. A. 1. Dinei mamonos b'shlosha dinei nefashos b'esrim b'shlosha. That one applies even to a shor haniskal. 2. The next one is that by dinei mamonot it's beit l'schut beit l'chuva. Dinei nefashot is only l'schut. Okay. 3. Dinei mamonos you need a majority only of one. And dinei nefashot you need a majority of two, which turns out to be 3. Okay. 4. Dinei mamonos, you can redo the case, whether it's the schut or the chovah. Dinei nefashos is double jeopardy. You never reopen a case once he's innocent. Okay. 5. Dinei mamonos, you take the opinion of anybody, whether it's the schut or the chovah, that are sitting there in the peanut gallery. Dinei nefashot, you're only open to opinions l'schut. Okay. 6. Dinei mamonot, you could change your mind from zechut to chovah. Dinei nefashot, you can't change your mind. Your malamed chovah, you can change your mind lezechut, but not the other way around. 7. Dinei mamonot is biyom, and only the gemardin can be, even the gemardin can be balayla, but dinei nefashot, even the gemardin has to be biyom. 8. Dinei mamonos can be completed the same day, and even the chovah and dinei nefashot can only be completed on the next day if it's a chovah. Okay, and that's the whole Erev Shabbos and so on and so forth. 9. Dinei mamonos are matchilim min hagadol, dinei nefashot are matchilim min hatzad. 10. Hakol ksherim ladun dinei nefashot, but only miyuchasim are ksherim ladun. But only ksherim are kosher, for kuhin are kosher ladinei nefashot. So there's clearly 10 things in our Mishnah.
Would that mean the gear is okay?
We'll see. We're going to get to that. So then, that when Rabbi Abbo says there's 10 things listed in our Mishnah, we know what the 10 are. And what he's saying is that actually none of them apply to the din of Shor HaNiskal except for that first one, that dinei mamonot is b'shlosha, and dinei nefashot is b'esrim v'shlosha. Now, how do you know? I thought we had a pasuk. The pasuk said, "Kibitat abal kach mitat ashor." So, minan emile, how do they know that the other things do not apply? Well, Omer v'achabar parpapa, look, I mean, the Torah says specifically, "Lo tate mishpat evyoncha beribon." A lot of the issues over here to make it very clear. If you have hatayatcha l'ra'ah, has to be different, and the concern of saving the guy and not listening to chovah and all. I mean, if even the basic idea of not being mate mishpat, not doing anything that can lead to atayat mishpat, stresses davka evyonecha, we need to understand that that implies it's davka mishpat evyoncha yatamate. But you don't have to worry about the possible hataya of the mishpat of a shor haniskal. I mean, if lamaisa, we end up killing a dangerous animal, it's not the worst thing in the world, now is it? So therefore, the others, just mitzad ha'kesh, wouldn't apply either. Now, wait, did you say 10? Aren't there only 9? Asara hatisha havi. Excuse me, do you know how to count? Asara katani, it does say 10. Now, the reason I'm asking is only 9 is because when we say ein hakol k'ksherim, and the fact that we need esrim v'shlosha, that really, one follows from the other, because the dinim of the who is right to serve in a Beit Din as a Sanhedrin, those are the rules legabe Sanhedrin, as we'll see in a moment. But when it comes to a Beit Din of three, so then there aren't any of these limitations. So once you told me that it's B'Shlosha, there's really only nine, because B'Shlosha includes that we don't need these Miyuchasim. So how do you get 10 now, I'm asking you? Ah, oh, that's a good point, but you see Hayikachriti. There's another one that's mentioned in the Braitha. The Tanya Ein Moshevin B'Sanhedrin, Zakein V'Saris, Umi She'ein Lo Banim. When it comes to Shava B'Sanhedrin, you cannot have someone who has forgotten the pain of raising children or never experienced it, because then he doesn't have the type of rachamim necessary for being done on Dini Nefashot. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Af Achzari. Even a person who has just a very vicious temperament, that kind of person cannot be appointed to such a din. V'chilu fehen b'meisit. And when it comes to being done a meisit, we're happy to have a bunch of tough old geezers up there. Rachmona Amar lo tachmo v'lo tachaselav. We don't want people that are too soft-hearted when it comes to that, and so the Yafei Nefesh would not be. The next thing that we learned in the Mishnah was the Hakol Kisherim Ladun Dinei Mamonot. And what do we mean by Hakol? Hakol Latuyemai Omrav Yuda. Even Latuyemam Zer. A mamzer is kosher for dinei nefashot. For dinei momonot. Excuse me, but we just learned that before. Why are we redoing this? That was in the Mishnah called Haraui Ladun dinei nefashot. Raui Ladun dinei momonot. V'yesh Raui Ladun dinei momonot. V'ein Raui Ladun dinei nefashot. Right? Now remember back there we asked Latuyemai. So what's that case where someone is kosher for dinei momonot and not kosher for dinei nefashot? And Rav Yehuda said the same thing he says here. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Latuyemam Zer. I mean, we certainly don't need two Mishnayot to tell me the same thing. You're right. Actually, Choda is Latuye Ger. V'choda is Latuyemam Zer. And the truth is that these two things...
For a moment, that
you can use a Ger or a Mamzer for Dinei Mamonot. Now, by the way, what are we talking about over here? I mean, your Tosfos says that the Mashmot is that any Ger, even straight out, would be kosher for Dinei Mamonot. And that's not true. We find many cases in the Gemara where a Ger is kosher, Ladun Ger Chaveiro. But it wouldn't be kosher for a normal Bez. And Rava was Machsher of Mori Barachel because his mother was Jewish. Mashmah, that if he had been himself a Ger, it wouldn't have helped. I mean, Soto says it must be that here we are dealing with the din maybe of a Ger in Beit Din to be done a Ger. And we need two separate Mishnayot. Choda Latuye Ger v'chod Latuye Mamzer v'tzricha, because Iash binan Ger... A ger is Rav Ra'ui Lavo Bekahal. He can marry anybody. Ava Mamzer, Emalo. V'iyash bin a Mamzer. Suppose you had told me that a Mamzer is kosher. So I would have said he's kosher because he's Bami Tipa Kshera. He at least comes from Zera Yisrael. Ava ger, the Lo Bami Tipa Kshera, Emalo. Maybe a ger who doesn't come from Zera Yisrael, so he's not considered to be kosher for Beit Din. Therefore, there's a chisar. We spoke this out earlier in greater detail. What are the two elements that we thought would be chaser? Why one way, why the other way? Emalo tzricha. Veina kol kesherim ladun dinei nefashot. My time. Why is it that we say that for some reason we wouldn't accept now this type of psul yichus in dinei nefashot? The Tanya Rav Yosef, Kishem Shebeidin Minukim Betzedek, in the same way that we have a whole list of requirements to make certain that these people have integrity, and that's the whole, all of the various things that they need to be, even people who have money, as Yisro said, make sure that they're not open to bribery, they're rich enough themselves. So Kach Minukim Mikol Mum. They have to also not have any blemish. So, and there it's referring to those who are Yoshev Beit Din. Mum, I mean, maybe a mum means a mum. Maybe it means a physical blemish. That, it's inappropriate for the kavod of the Beit Din to have a judge with a physical blemish. So, dima mum mamash. Omer of Acha bar Yaakov. Omar Kro. If you take a look in the Pasuk, it tells us about Chiyav of creating a Sanhedrin. It says there, ve'hit yatzvu sham. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be asfali shivim ish. They were supposed to gather the 70. Mizikne Yisrael, v'hit yatzvu sham imach. Then why does it have to say imach? So over there, imach must mean bedomim lecha. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was kosher, so too they need to be kosher. And that is the makor of the din of Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, how do you know that that has to do with Sanhedrin? That has to do with the fact that they were standing in the Ohel Moed. It says, bring them into the Ohel Moed, v'yitzvu sham imach, because over there the Shechina was going to be nitgaleh on them, as Moshe Rabbeinu would be matzil miruchol alav. Well, obviously, there's such a thing as kavod hashchina, that the Shechina is sheira only on someone who is menukeh. I understand that. But that's kavod hashchina. How do we know that that's a din in Beit Din? El Amr Reb Nachum Yitzchak Amar Kra. Actually, the makor is in the description of the court from Yitro, where over there wasn't, had nothing to do with the Shechina. Over there was pure judgment. So over there it says, V'shavtu et ha'am b'chol eit, the pasuk that we brought earlier. And there it says, V'heikel me'alecha v'nasu itach. So what do you mean, nasu itach? Obviously, v'nasu itach. If it says, V'heikel me'alecha. Therefore, itach must mean, b'domim lecha lahave. They must all be similar to you. So now we have two separate makaris. So one indeed would be a din in blemishes, and one would be a din in yichud. Dini momonot atmeot v'tarot, so potchim min agadot. Dini nefashot potchim min atzar. Omar Rav, ana havoi b'minyon edvei rabbi, u'minoi gidi avi ma'atchil bereisha. What? The Mishnah says anam atchim min agadot? No. Omar Rav, b'rei the rabbi v'item rabbil, b'rei the rabbi v'alas, shayni minyon edvei rabbi, dekulu minyonaihu min atzar havo mitchilik. V'yomer Rabba b'rei the Rav v'item Rabbi Hillel b'rei the Rabbi Valas mi'mot Moshe v'ad Rabbi lo matzinu Torah u'gidula b'makom echad v'lo v'avi Yoshua v'avi Elazar v'avi Pinchas v'avi Zakenim v'avi Shaul v'avi Shmuel. But Shmuel died. Ah, we're talking about Kula Shnei Kamrina. Right, there was David. Well, there was Yira Haya Yiri. But Yira Yiri Nochdavshe Kula Shnei Kamrina v'avi Shlomo v'avi Shimi Begera v'katle Kula Shnei Kamrina Avi Chizkia, Avi Shevna, Vayikto, Kula Shnei Kamrinan, Avi Ezra, Avi Dechemi Ben Chachulaya, Omer Rav Adar Bar Rava, Af Ani Omer, Mimod Rabbi Ad Rav Ashi, Lo Matzinu Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad, V'lo, V'Avi Huna Bar Natan, Huna Bar Natan, Michaf Avi Chayefle, L'Rav Ashi, Dinei Nefashot, Matchilin Min Atzad, Bino Ani Mili, Omer Rav Acha Bapa, Omer Ko Lo Ta'ane Al Riv, Lo ta'ane al Rav, Rabba Barbacha. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Miacha. Vayomer David la'anashev chigru ish et charbo, vayagru ish et charbo, vayagru gam David et charbo, only after they did. Omar Rav, shone adam la talmido, v'danimo b'dinei nefashot, meitve. Ha'taharot v'atmeyot ha'avu b'no Rav v'talmido, monim lem shnai. Dinei mamonot, dinei nefashot, dinei makot, kiddush ha'chodesh, yibur shana, avu b'no Rav v'talmido, yes, but Rav was referring to Gikamarav nor of Kana, Ravasi, did the Gemore the Rav Avitzriche, Lisvore the Rav Lohavitzriche. Rabbi Abo, Asarad Varim Yesh Bendin Momonot, Dinen Fashot, Vikulane Noagim Bishar Niskal Chutz, from the first one, which is the difference of Esrim Shlosha, to Shlosha. Minane Mili. Amr Vachabar Pop, the Amr Kalotate Mishpat Evion Chaberivo, Mishpat Evion Chayatamate, Avlatamate Mishpat Shoshohaniskal. Asara, I thought there's only Tesha Havi. Well, it does say Asara. Mishundeina Kok Shirim, Vesrim Shosha is all one issue, isn't it? Well, there's a Yikachrit, the Tanya. Ein Moshivin, Besanedrin, Zaken, Vesarisu, Mishain Lobanim, Revira Mosif Af Achzari. V'chilufeihem b'meisit, drachman omar, lo tachamol v'lo tachase alav. Hakol kisharim ladun dinei mamonot, hakol atuyimai, omre vira latuyim mamzer. But atanino chadazimna, kol haroi ladun dinei nefashot, roi ladun dinei mamonot, V'yesh ro'i ladun dinei mamonot, v'ein ro'i ladun dinei nefashot. V'avinu balatuye mai, v'yom revira latuye mamzer. V'chod latuye ger, v'chod latuye mamzer, v'tzricha. V'yash minu ger, d'ro'i lavo b'kahal. Avo mamzer emalo, v'yash minu mamzer d'bamiti pakishira. Avo ger d'lo b'amiti pakishira emalo, tzricha. In our koki sherim ladun dinei nefashot my taima, tatan rav yosef kishem shebeitin menukim betzedek, kach menukim mikomum, omra mema mikro, koloch yafar ayati, umum inbach, udimumum mamash, omra vachabar yakov amakwa, vityatzvu sham imach, imachomins bedomim lecha, vidyoma hata mishum shchina, alam ravachabar yitzchok, omra kro, in the case of yitro, venasu itach, Itcha means bedomim lachalei havei.